Some of Britain's most successful entrepreneurs struggled at school.
If I didn't enjoy a subject, I would go to lessons.
Now, they're going back to the classroom as undercover support staff working in secondary schools across the country.
Just start messing and just get it done, and then it's out the way, isn't it?
They're seeking out students with untapped potential in danger of falling through the cracks.
I could have slipped through the net if I had believed the story I was supposed to believe.
After 6 weeks, they will reveal their true identity and offer some students a life-changing opportunity.
I want to give you some help to set up a business with your brother.
I'd like to offer you the opportunity to come and work for me.
It's 8:30 a.m. in South Birmingham. 31-year-old marketing magnate Stephen is starting a new job. But it's a job with a difference.
I wouldn't normally wear these clothes. that's, I think, the first thing. I feel like a teacher. I think maybe now that I've got the teacher starter pack on, maybe I'm going to start acting like one.
He'll be working undercover in a secondary school as a support worker.
I came from a background where my mum and dad didn't have anything.
This year, his global social media marketing business is on track to generate over £100 million.
I was so convinced that by the age of 25, I'd be a multimillionaire. And by the age of 25, I'd achieve those things.
Keeping his identity under wraps, Stephen has flown over 3,000 miles from his home in New York to Birmingham. Only three people at the school know Stephen's true identity. Headteacher Rob Rogers is one of them.